brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Hey, good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. It's the day after Thanksgiving, Friday, November the 29th. Good morning. I hope everybody survived it at least as best as could be expected after a day like yesterday. Phone lines here are 605-4567 and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. So good morning. Good morning, Bad Bomb.
Hey, good morning.
And did you, obviously you're here, you took Just Bob's place in the news and, he can have that, huh? You have little problems there?
Well, testament to just how dependent we've become on the computers. I mean, when I started doing stuff like this, you had a teletype and it printed things out for you and it just worked. Now websites seem to have this disturbing habit, especially on a holiday when there's not people at the other end doing things they're supposed to be doing. Mm-hmm. You do things like discover that you're looking at a story that as you start to read it, you realize was done 4 days ago. And it's all dated material and you've got nothing to fall back on, so you carry on. But anyway, we got through it.
Yeah, but you see that in a lot of papers too. You'll see, like, if you look at the Sacramento Bee and you look at the Record Searchlight, you'll see the same stories. Yeah. A different spot in the paper, but there'll be front page here, maybe second page back, you know, on the Sacramento Bee, but you'll see that because they're all coming out of the same sources.
Well, you know, when I was starting in the news business, we had a staff of five dedicated news people for a local radio station, and of course that simply isn't economically viable anymore. You do more with less, and it happens all the way up the chain into the major corporation. So I imagine that a lot of people at our news provider were taking the day off, and but even the big sites like Yahoo and Google that normally have up-to-date news and are the new wire services still had stuff that was way out of date.
Yeah. So. Well, hey, but you know something that is up to date, it's brand new, and it's ready to rock is our Wells Fargo advisor, Chris Lasondak, with our Market Minute. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Carl. Well, I hope everybody's crawled out of their calorie comas. And we're 30 minutes or so in today's shortened trading session, and the markets are in positive territory. Where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 59 points at 16,157. The S&P 500 is adding 3 points at 1811, while the NASDAQ Composite's up just about 16 points at 4061. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 85 million shares. Looking at some of the more active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, JCPenney up 7 cents at 10.15, General Electric down a dime at 26.73, Ford's up a dime at 17.13, and Hewlett-Packard down 20 cents at 27.16. Of local interest, PG&E up 25 cents at $40.51, Safeway's up 21 cents at $35.27, Sturm Ruger up 28 cents at $77.34, and Harley-Davidson down 6 cents at $67.34. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.76%. The 2-year treasury is yielding 0.28. Oil's up 80 cents a barrel at $93.10. And precious metals are higher with gold up $8.61 an ounce at $12.52.15. Silver's adding 34 cents at $20.03 an ounce. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 710, 810, and 906 right here. Right here on KCNR 1460. I can't say enough about them. Look, here they are, ready to help you the day after Thanksgiving when you, as Chris says, is coming out of your food-induced, your calorie-induced coma.
Calorie coma.
Yeah, give them a call at 243-7561. That's 243-7561. What's the weather? We got a weekend here, and everybody that's made it through Thanksgiving is kind of, you know, getting up and walking around today. Well, we're looking, 'cause it is Black Friday.
Absolutely. And we've got, compared to the rest of the country, Carl, great conditions for people to go out and about. We don't have a lot of, we could use the rain, but today probably not so much with people out and about on the road. Look for a high of about 68 degrees, 45 tonight, and mostly sunny, a high near 71 tomorrow. In this report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. Our customers are warm friends, started in 1997 by Chuck and Judy Kinney. They have 4,000 customers throughout Shasta and Tehama counties. They offer senior and veterans discounts. Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends.
Okay. All right. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be like every Friday. Spencer's here. And he, what?
Oh, I was just going to tell you that.
Yes.
Now that Thanksgiving has come and gone, I can, with impunity, play some Christmas music.
Okay. Thank you very much. And we're going to come back with Haven Humane and our Pet of the Week.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader. Estate Granite and Things.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE. Or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, State Granite and Things, or visit us at estategranite.com.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy. Real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
For the best roundup of the local high school and college sports scenes, plus in-depth discussion, tune into the NorCal Sports Show with Nate Abarea at 6 p.m. Tuesdays on KCNR 1460. Nate takes you right to the heart of NorCal action with interviews, analysis, and roundtable talks. Call in or tune in. You'll want to join Nate on Tuesday nights if sports are in your blood and the local scene is on your radar. The NorCal Sports Show, Tuesdays, 6 p.m., Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio, Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's taking care of mom. Not taking care of her. They're going to go getting ready to go shopping. It's Black Friday, of course. And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Going on down, you're looking for presents. Okay, coffee beans. Everybody loves coffee. I mean, Bad Bob loves coffee. I mean,
I
you do.
Served
you
served up my Hawaiian coffee last night. That's right. At the dinner.
So they have beans, they have coffee beans, roasted coffee beans there, and you'll get more for when you buy. It's, so there's a little 12-ounce pack, it's 16 ounces, and they give, almost any type of coffee they have there, plus any type of coffee maker, and then they'll show you how to use it. The barista's there. Well, at Espresso Joe's. Walk next door, and you have the finest walk-in humidor in the state there to find those special gifts for your man or woman that enjoys cigars. And then, and all, and veterans always get discounts on, at Tobacco and Brew. Always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. If it's Friday, it must be Haven Humane. It must be Pet of the Week. And it must be Spencer. And Spencer's got Wally.
Good morning.
We're in Wally World this morning.
This morning, I brought Wally with me. Wally is about a six-month-old black lab mix, and he got his name because he kind of had a shaky background. I actually found him at the Anderson Walmart. A couple had abandoned him in the parking lot, and he was just kind of wandering around aimlessly, and everybody was just walking by, and I couldn't just walk by and leave him there, so I picked him up, and he came home with me and spent the night with my kids and my dog, and he did great with all of them. And we were trying to come up with a unique name, and Wally just came across. You know, he's just a great dog. I can't say enough about him.
Wally is a appears to be like a black lab type dog.
Yes,
with a white down his throat and a little bit on his chest, and is just an absolutely friendly
really
dog.
Really friendly, yes.
No, he's sitting there right now, getting his ears rubbed, and he came over. Yeah, he came over and, you know, was licking my hand and all this, and he just wants to be buddies with you. Look at that face.
He does. He's quite
young.
The cuddler.
Yeah, and he's young too. He's what, 6 months old?
Yeah, he's about 6 months old. Aww. And you know, I can't say enough good things about this dog. When I brought him to my house for a six-month-old dog, you know, you think, oh, they're not potty trained yet. This dog, he had no accidents in my house. I have a two-year-old at home, and my two-year-old isn't very friendly with animals. He'll come up and pull on them, tug and pull on him, and Wally just kind of laid there and licked him and said, oh, okay, kid. He was great the whole time. He walks great on a leash. He doesn't mind other dogs at all.
Keep going. I'm just giving sign language to Bob.
All the way around, he is just a perfect dog looking for a great forever home. And another good thing is Wally, we're having a Black Friday special today. All dogs at our shelter all animals at our shelter that are 50% black or more are going to be 75% off.
Okay, so if you're a black animal down at Haven Humane, we talked about that when Mark was here, is that for some reason, animals that are black in color have a tougher time getting adopted.
They do. We call it black dog syndrome, to where it's just because they're an average dog. They're black. They just kind of blend in, and so everybody just walks by them and don't notice them. There's a bunch of great animals that are black animals, and so that's why we're doing our Black Friday special, to where all animals are 50% off. But if they are black or primarily black, they're 75% off.
Okay, so we've got a 50% off at Haven Humane today. And unless they're black, then they're 75% off.
Correct.
And well,
that's just today only.
Today only. You have a Black Friday sale at Haven Humane. Well, I tell you what, this dog Wally is just what a good dog. And if you're looking for a dog, you're probably going to need a little room or be able to at least walk him around, because he's young and he is about how much does he weigh?
I would say he weighs about 40 pounds right now.
40 pounds. He'll probably get up another
20 to 30 pounds more.
Yeah, he's going to be a bigger dog.
He is going to be a big dog. And, you know, he is going to need a little bit of training because he is still young. So, obviously, he came from a home that didn't treat him that well. So, he's going to need someone that's going to work with him and give him a little bit of training and some time. But he's got the great foundation blocks. So, he's a great dog.
He's just sitting there with his head on your knee, looking at you with love. You know what? Frankly, I think maybe Wally has found his true love here. Okay, how do we get a hold of Wally?
You could swing by the shelter anytime after 11 at 7449 East Side Road, or you could give us a call at 241-1653.
Okay. It's Wally. We're batting 100%. We got.
Old Wilbur got adopted.
Wilbur got adopted last Saturday, and now we're looking for Wally to get a great home, and he's a great pup, and he deserves that. So stop by Haven Humane. It's Black Friday sale down there, so it's 50% off all animals, and if they're black, it's another 25% off, so you get 75% off the adoption fee. And the adoption fee, you get, they're chipped.
Spayed or neutered. Vaccinated, heartworm tested.
Everything
medically done to them.
You will never find a better deal than today to go down and find that animal. And you know what? They've got enough that you can find one that you're going to love for Christmas.
Absolutely.
There you go. You got a kind of like a little forever pet there.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Hey, Spencer, thanks a lot. And it's good seeing you, and I'll see you next week. Hey, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460.
Looking for a home? If you are, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and Home Path mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. We're proud to announce we've extended our offer to waive the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications through December 31st. Learn more by visiting your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 1-800-390-8054. Or visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Off to the football game for some tailgating? Better pack your cooler with Jersey Mike's subs, because nothing tackles your appetite like Jersey Mike's. Quality meats and cheese sliced right in front of you and piled high on fresh bread that's baked daily right in our own stores. Authentic Jersey subs made the way they're supposed to be with the highest quality ingredients. And if you're watching the game at home with friends, our catering trays are the perfect halftime treat. Order in advance and we'll have them ready to go when you are, along with the chips and soda. Jersey Mike's catering trays are packed full with your favorite subs, cut into convenient serving portions, and ready to enjoy. No fuss, just fun. Choose from our wide variety of favorites or have yours custom made exactly the way you want it. Our turkey breast is 99% fat-free, and our certified Angus roast beef is cooked to perfection right in our stores. One taste and you'll be hooked. For the Jersey Mike's menu and location nearest you, visit jerseymikes.com.
We rock!
Well, Bob, you are irresistible.
Oh, pure and simple.
Naturally the best.
We're Mount Shasta Springwater.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities. Stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is, you know what, preparing for going out shopping Black Friday. Welcome back. It's, what is it? About 39 degrees out there, Bat Bomb?
That is our current temperature, 39 degrees.
39 degrees out there. It's going to be a nice day. It's a little bit chilly there. Outside the wire today, we have a live guest. We're here. We're rocking. It's going to be prophecies for the end of the world. That's right. A gentleman that is, he prophesizes what happens and things like earthquakes and natural disasters. And he's talking about one in Yellowstone that's going to happen. And we're going to have him on today. And he's, what you can do to get ready for the end of the world. Yeah. Okay. Hey, gosh, all the things that are happening. Surviving Thanksgiving. Did you survive Thanksgiving? I guess if you're listening, you did. The thing about Thanksgiving is that you spend 14 hours cooking for a 25-minute meal. And then, and when you do, it's just, and then I'm sitting there. I've Dr. Maria Salas is with me today.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning, Dr. Maria. Here, don't let me hit you in the face with the microphone
thanks.
There. You know what? Okay. Here's a big mistake. Yeah, it's not a mistake, but we're looking at recipes on Thanksgiving morning on how to do something, on how to cook the turkey. Well, now I have talked to like five different people. Every year, Tom, my father-in-law, and they're here, Tom and June are here with visiting us for Thanksgiving. His turkey comes out perfectly browned and everything. Well, we're doing ours in this roaster, kind of a roaster oven, and there's a recipe the lady says in this thing, oh, you put butter on the bird or olive oil, and then you put the top on it, and you cook it, you sear it first, and then you cook it for 2 and 3 hours. Or whatever, how many pounds it is. And it comes out brown. And it had a photo of it. Well, mine didn't look like that. Mine got brown around the edges. Cause I cooked the turkey. And then just making the dressing. And so, but at the end, I mean, the little thing was popped out. I put the thermometers in.
Thermometer probe.
Yeah, the probe in there and up the turkey's butt, you know, so you just get it in there and, you know, see if the dressing is done. The dressing's
done. If it's
core
temperature.
If it's core temperature and then down into the thigh. Everything's there except it wasn't brown. It tasted good.
What the heck happened?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure what happened, but I'm sure somebody can tell me what happened, but
it was safely done.
Yeah.
It was safely done. No, but it didn't have that brown, crispy look to it. And I was thinking about spray painting it at the last second. I was thinking about putting like olive oil and lighting it off and then sticking it into the oven so it would brown that way. But see, it's already cooked and then it would be like the consistency of jerky. And then everybody, people coming over. Did you, and Nate Abarea, who is our sports guy and came over for Thanksgiving yesterday along with Trish Clark. I never realized that Nate could eat that much, but he's 22 years old.
Yeah.
The really skinny guys are the ones who win those hot dog eating contests.
My gosh.
You ever notice that?
You know what? He not only did he eat half of everything, he took half of everything that was left home with him. Linda came in, she says, do you want any of the turkey legs or anything else? Just give it to me. Just give them to him before you hurt somebody.
Yeah.
How was your Thanksgiving?
You still wanted your arms and legs.
Yeah. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was really good. Yeah. Spent with family and, you know, nice and quiet. I did not do the shopping thing. Just to add to your conversation today, I didn't do any pre-Black Friday shopping.
You know what they call, do you know what they call, the day before Black Friday? Thanksgiving. That's Thanksgiving Day. You see these things.
And Hanukkah,
let's go shopping. And Hanukkah. Let's go shopping on Thursday. They don't say, hey, and the worst commercial of all times has got to be.
Don't.
Why?
What are you going to say?
No, it was the Toyota commercial.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the guys with the jingle.
Oh, no,
wiggling.
I don't think I saw that.
No.
No, this is the one. It's a cute commercial, except this. The woman is they're at the Thanksgiving table. Everybody's there. She walks back to get this really beautiful pie. She walks back in there and everybody's gone. And they said, whoa, big sales.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, that's sad.
And it's like, and she's sitting there by herself eating this pie. And I'm sitting there thinking, you know, this is Thanksgiving. You want big sales? You want big sales? Go down to Crown Motors. They're having great big sales on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
Ooh,
anyway.
End of the year, great time to buy.
It's a good time to go down to Crown Motors, let me tell you. Anyway, but that's not a commercial limit. I just know it's true. I was over there wandering through the cars. So you had a good time. Did your turkey turn out brown?
Oh, yeah, it was great. I mean, I didn't make it.
That's right. Rub it in.
I didn't make it. So, yeah. But it was good. Really good.
I'm glad. And your family's okay then?
Oh, yeah. Everyone's doing great. Okay. Thank you, Carl.
Well, hey.
And how's my favorite Ken and Barbie dolls?
Can I hear that again?
No. We don't really need that one. You may have to take a break here real soon. Anyway, that was my big mystery for yesterday was the turkey that didn't turn brown, and even though it tasted like it was done. So I have to figure that out sometime. I'm sure Sungold or somebody can tell me what happened on that. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We come back. Dr. Maria Salas is with me. We've got a lot of things to talk about. Some of the things that's coming up with the doctor, and a lot of other things that are going on in our country and right here in Reading, the state, and all these. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR, 1460.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, CCW holders. This is Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. If you're a graduate of our basic CCW course, then you're qualified to attend our CCW 2 course. This course is limited to 10 students and is only provided once a quarter. Want to learn how to shoot safely in all directions, assess friendly from threat targets, protect your home using a shotgun, and practice live fire scenario drills? Then this class is for you. Join Carl Bott and I for this class on 15 December from 8 to 5 p.m. Contact me, Ted Leidy, at 999-1822 or visit us on the web at readingccw.com.
Miller Collision Center is celebrating their 30th anniversary, including 5 years at their current location on the corner of Airport Road and Charland Drive. As an iCar Gold shop for 20 years, the Miller Collision Center standard is perfection. They offer every customer the best in quality collision repair. Just nominated for the Chamber's Hall of Excellence Award, Miller Collision Center is located south of Highway 44 on Airport Road, just past the Burrito Bandito. Give them a call at 222-2900 or stop by Miller Collision Center at the corner of Airport Road and Charland Drive.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Championship football is on KCNR 1460 this Saturday night. It's the West Valley Eagles hosting the Central Valley Falcons in the Northern Section Division II Championship game. Join yours truly, Nate Abarea, and my broadcast colleague, Denny Brugman, at 6:30 for pregame with kickoff at 7 live from the pasture in Cottonwood. Valley Bowl Part 2, West Valley and Central Valley, Saturday night, right here on the North State's radio home for high school football, KCNR 1460.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. We're live. We fought our way through the tryptophan comas of yesterday. The dressing that was sitting heavy upon your stomach last night. The cranberry jelly, cranberry sauces that were oozing from your pores this morning. The pumpkin pie, the crumbs of which were stuck on the hair of Bad Bob's chest. You know, you just have to watch the way you eat. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair. You know what Jeff does? Jeff Wurst at Crackmaster, he gives a guarantee other shops can't. He guarantees his work from a small chip to cracks over 24 inches in length. You got, you know, those little bitty cracks with little dimples in your windshield that you see? Mm-hmm. If you don't watch out, it's during the winter, water will get in there. They will freeze and expand, and then say the heater hits it. And then you've got a great crack across your windshield instead of something you could fix right now at Redding Craftmaster Windshield Repair. They're located at 3208 Market Street in Redding, or give Jeff a call, 241-8373. 241-8373. Redding Craftmaster Windshield Repair. All right. Doctor, you've got a big event coming up. You want to talk about that?
Redding Republican Women Federated is having their annual Elegance of Christmas Tea. This year it is on Sunday, December 8th. And we are going to be at the Wind River Resort. And if you've been listening to KCNR, you've been hearing the commercial run, the promo run. And, you know, we're still accepting individual tickets if you like, just for the next few days here. So, you know, and we've got a lot going. We brought back the fashion show this year. It's really exciting. That hasn't been done in a few years. So people are really excited about that. We've got some, we are going to have some, it's not just females. This year we actually have a host this year. So someone is a male host,
a male?
Which is awesome. Like to
male.
Be inclusive, as well as all the guards. I'm really excited about all the guards coming in, including Colonel Carl Bott.
Well, we'll be there because we, you know, we've been going to the tea, I guess, since we came up here. And so, you know, that we act as, a few of us act as escorts.
Yes. And with the fashion
and the tables are just beautiful what people do with it.
These ladies get serious. They get serious. And if it's your first time this year, I mean, you know, you'll come in and you'll go, wow, because, they start buying stuff throughout the year. You know, really slowly, their china. You know, if they have a new thing, sometimes they just change it up and use the same china. But this year's theme is a star-spangled event. So that's going to be really fun. We're going to have, you know, a lot of door prizes and that kind of thing. And then, a color guard by some Girl Scouts, which is awesome. Very cute. It'll be really cute. And Linda Bott will be singing. She's part of the program. Thank you so much, Linda, if you're listening. And the fashion show is just going to be awesome. We have three vendors this year, Occasions, Red Fox, and Carousel. And
Linda likes
fun.
All of those.
Oh, yeah, that'll be fun.
What is the occasion? I mean, what started the tea, the Republican Women's Tea?
So about 31 years ago they started. And, you know, I think this is my maybe fourth one or something like that.
Well, you were barely alive 31 years ago. So,
Okay, yeah.
Maybe you might be a little bit, you know,
maybe.
Barely.
Yeah, but so
and it's just
Molly,
been it's just been a yearly event, though.
Yeah.
And it's been very successful.
Yeah, she started it, and it was a very tight-knit group, I think, in someone's living room. And they she's from England, so she brought over her tea, you know, the idea of having
high
afternoon tea.
Yeah. High tea.
And so the ladies would just get together every year, and then I think a few years into it, they actually incorporated the Woman of the Year, which is a big part of the event. So Woman of the Year for Redding Republican Women. And
that's a secret until then?
It totally is a secret, yes.
Totally.
Don't even. He's like,
totally.
I don't know if he's trying to break me down right now or
no,
not.
No, I wouldn't break you down.
Okay.
I'll try to trick you later, though.
Okay.
I'm going to mention four or five names. I'm just going to watch your eyes. And when the pupils dilate.
My dad's a Marine, too.
Okay.
So
right.
Don't. I
all right,
know all safe. The tricks. I know all the tricks.
Ask your kids a question and see which way their eyes go.
Yeah.
Left, right, or
wait,
up.
Is it down and to the left
up,
or
not,
something
see,
like
I'm
that?
I'm not telling you because then you'll know the next time your dad asks you a question.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, wait. All of a sudden you're on his side? No, I'm just joking.
Marines.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, well, when's it going to be?
Okay, so again, December, Sunday, 8th, Sunday, December 8th, Wind River Resort. Doors open at 12, and for hosts and hostesses can come in at 8 o'clock in the morning and start setting up. What is so cool this year is Wind River actually has rooms available. So if you felt like you wanted to get a room or something, you can just call Wind River and get a room for that night or that day or whatever. And, yeah, it's very, very exciting. Redding Republican Women Federated, Elegance of Christmas Tea.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to have you shift, you know, gears here just for a second. You know, the Republican Party, and we'll do this for our Democratic Party friends, too, but the Republican Party is in right now is in a shift, it looks like. And we're looking at we look at the conventions, we look at the people who are involved in it, and I'm seeing a definite shift in the types of people and the I guess even you can say the age of people that are getting involved in politics in the Republican Party. Let's talk a little bit about that when we get
Sounds
back.
Sounds great.
Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and I believe that eating clean, organic, and healthy food is imperative to great health. That's why I love to eat at Grilla Bites restaurant. Grilla Bites takes great pleasure in serving healthy, fresh, and delicious food to customers, supporting the local community, as well as striving to protect the environment. Grilla Bites uses only fresh and organic ingredients. You'll love the always fresh salad bar or great tasting homemade soups. Come try a fresh juice from the juice bar or a great-tasting healthy sandwich. Grilla Bites is committed to bringing you food that's good for you without sacrificing taste. We're located downtown in the Market Street Promenade, just north of Jeter's Playground. Come in and get ready to feel good. Grilla Bites, 242-6656 or on the web at grillabites.com. Grilla Bites, where eating healthy never tasted so good.
It's Black Friday at Crown Motors. Think about it. Black Friday is known as the biggest shopping day of the year, and everyone is pushing low, low prices, including Crown Motors. Only we've extended Black Friday through Monday. Don't miss out on 4 days of low prices and very low interest rates on our complete inventory of new and used cars and trucks. Start your holidays by saving money at Crown Motors during Black Friday through Monday at Crown Motors and online at crownmotorsreading.com.
This alert is brought to you by Registration Express Group.
Well, folks, here we go. They're huddled up at the DMV, and it's another delay of game penalty. But what's this? B-75 is running out the door, and the whole team is following. They're heading to Registration Express Group at 1805 Hilltop, Suite 1, and they're in the door. The transaction is complete. Touchdown! If you're still in line at the DMV, break out and try something new. Registration Express Group. Fast, easy, and convenient. They issue official DMV registration tags and plates on site. Call today at 222-4700.
It's a North State holiday tradition, the annual Reading Republican Women Federated Elegance of Christmas Tea, with the theme A Star-Spangled Event. Sunday, December 8th at Wind River Resort and Casino beginning at noon. Sponsor a table or purchase individual tickets by calling 243-3724. That's 243-3724. Wear your holiday finery and enjoy a fashion show, music by the Lou White Band, and giveaways galore. Again, that's noon Sunday, December 8th at Wind River Resort and Casino for Elegance of Christmas Tea.
Feel tired, run down, or in pain? You don't have to live this way. Maybe we can help. Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice on Court Street in Reading. Our customized program of body work and nutrition can give you renewed energy, a stronger immune system, and a healthier outlook on life. Call us at 244-7873. It's your health. You deserve it. That number again is 244-7873.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 as we slowly wake up and get out of our tryptophan-induced comas. Carl Linda Bott. Linda is with her mother preparing for Black Friday. I'm here with Tom, my father-in-law, and Linda's, of course, Linda's dad. And we're sitting here kind of with a little bit of trepidation on our faces because his wife and his daughter, my wife and my mother-in-law, who are sometimes could be considered the supreme shoppers of the world, the ones who are there that will complain about, oh, it's a little bit hot today. It's a little bit heat. It's too hot in the house. And yet we'll get in there with thousands of other frenzied shoppers and fight their way through to get those bargains. I mean, push, shove, my sweet mother-in-law, who sits there and smiles and would help anybody, throws elbows like you can't believe around the counters. And I was told this. Anyway, so they're getting ready for Black Friday. This portion of the show is brought to you by Estate Granite and Things. Mike Huber and his family, Nicole and his whole crew out there. They make just great stuff. You know, are you really looking for a great Christmas gift and you don't know what to get. How about this? How about a granite kitchen makeover? How about a bathroom makeover? Forever furniture, stuff that lasts forever. He makes it himself. Or that lucky smoker. We're talking about the ultimate lucky smoker that, you know, that cooks and barbecues, that, you know, Bob, is the ultimate smoker. I'm an ultimate smoker and it's just great. Give him a call. It's 241-7866, 241-7866, or check out his website, Steak, Granite, and Things. Okay, Dr. Maria Salas is here with me, and I, you know, we're just, because you came in to talk about an event that was happening, but you're also big in the Republican Party. Now, if you were a Democrat, we'd be talking the same thing here, but
sure.
Do you see, because we're an equal opportunity, politico, it's just easier to find Republicans up here than it is Democrats. The change, is the Republican Party changing that you're seeing, at least here in the North State? I'm not asking for the whole national because we'll get, you know, people just go berserk at that point.
Yeah, I'm not going to claim to be an expert right. on all the stats or anything like that, but I mean, I can speak locally. It seems that, yeah, a lot of younger girls are signing up to be members of Reading Republican Women, which is nice. Younger ladies.
Is there a reason for that, you think?
The demographic is changing probably a little bit. I don't know. Probably just the need, you know, the innate need for change, and it'll just happen when it happens. And I know in my life, anything that I've ever done that's successful, it's been very important that it was, things were inclusive rather than exclusive, right? So any projects that I've been doing, I really made sure to be inclusive with the people that I invited or the people that were involved in committees or different things. So, you know, maybe that's what's happening.
Well, you know, when I see a lot of the advertising, you know, I see, you know, that the Democratic Party says that Republicans have a war. The Republican Party has a war on women. You know, I see the leadership, the new leadership coming up, and it's women here, at least in the North State. I mean, how do you? I mean, is there a war on women that the Republican Party is leading? Or, I mean, obviously you don't.
Yeah, I don't pay attention to that. I really don't. If there is, I don't feel that way. And I don't know if any of the other ladies do that I work with day in and day out in the Reading Republican Women.
Well, I think if you felt like that, you probably wouldn't be involved with the Republican Party. If you thought there was a war on women that they were waging.
Yeah, no, women. I think it's again, just it's rhetoric. Women. Yeah. It's just what they try to talk about to keep the hype going, you know.
Okay, what do you do when you're not doing this?
So,
You have a show on this station.
I do have a show, and I'm, last week, Bob was so, generous to come in and pre-record the show for me this Saturday. And one of my guests couldn't get in on Saturday. And so, the Positively Healthy Show runs from 10 to 11 every Saturday, which is awesome. And then beyond that is my chiropractic practice, of course, Healthwise Chiropractic. And that is a full-time, thing for me. So, yeah, fitting in some of these other things, I don't know how it happens, but it does. So, it is what it is, and I keep it adventurous and exciting for myself.
How long have you lived up here in this area?
Wow. I cannot believe it, but I moved up here. It's 10 years, like this month. So
a big change.
Yeah,
up here.
Big change. You know, I'm from San Jose, California, and you know, you can imagine that is the Bay Area. So whether it be politics, culture, business, economy, you know, I can still feel the change when I go down to the Bay Area. I mean, the hustle and bustle, all of that is different. Everything.
What brought you up here then? Just something for a change or?
Well, a relationship.
Got me here.
Yeah, exactly.
It works for me. You know, Bob got here because that's where the bus, that's all the money he had for his bus fare and it dropped him off and ready.
Yeah, so,
he's made a success of his life.
Yeah, he's doing really good.
He just looks at me, you know, because I've got him now because he's been, you know, he was up late last night. He had to get up here early for the news this morning. He got savaged by the computers, and now I'm picking on him. He just sits there. He just goes, you know, I'm just going to turn it all off here. Turn me on. Turn off my microphone.
You're benefiting from tryptophan. Is that a myth? doctor?
No. I mean,
is there really something in turkey that
makes
you kind
of dopey?
It
would take a lot of turkey. It would take a lot for that to...
You'd have to eat 100 pounds.
No longer defense. It's not like a Twinkie defense thing.
Well, I guess it depends on how much, you know,
turkey
was eaten.
If you feed 100 pounds of turkey, I imagine that that's probably enough to knock you out in between your bouts of rolling on the floor.
The thing is, you know, it's all of it. It's the insulin spike, the sugar spikes from the potatoes, the yams, the desserts, all of that.
Well, Linda says to me right before she makes an announcement that, you know, that been reading that heart attacks occur after you've eaten a huge amount of food. And so everybody kind of looks around. So everybody just had one helping us, except Nate. Nate, who didn't eat, you know, the rest of the turkey and
he needs it. He's a growing guy.
He's just a kid. Okay. Well, Dr. Maria, thank you so much. Tell me one more time, again about the,
okay, tea. Last chance, Elegance of Christmas Tea, Sunday, December 8th. We're at Wind River Resort this year. And if you want a ticket, 243-3724. Again, that's 243-3724. And I look forward to, for everyone to hear Positively Healthy Show this Saturday from 10 to 11.
That's right. And and you've got a lot of people coming to this year too.
Oh my gosh. I'm so excited about the amount. I mean, you know, when you're doing an event.
Yeah, you want a lot of people there.
Yeah. The support is very, very great this year.
That's super. Okay. Dr. Maria Salas, Positively Healthy this week. And well, you're going to be, it's 2 weekends a month and soon going to 3.
Yes. I'm totally excited about that.
That's super. All right. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460.
Looking for a home? If you are, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and HomePath mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. We're proud to announce we've extended our offer to waive the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications through December 31st. Learn more by visiting your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 1-800-390-8054. Or visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Like your turkey deep fried? Well, just for the holidays, you can take your used cooking oil to the City of Reading Household Waste Facility and dispose of it absolutely free. Don't pour the oil down the drain or put it in the trash. Pour the cooled oil back in the jugs it came in and take it to the City of Reading Transfer Station at 2255 Abernathy Lane. They can take cooking oil Tuesday through Saturday between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. through January 15th. For more information, you can call 224-6201 and enjoy that turkey.
Hey, Rick, what are you doing?
Howdy, neighbor. Blowing my leaves into the storm drain.
Well, that's the wrong way to get rid of them.
All the neighbors do it. No one's going to care.
Well, no one except for the person that has to unclog the storm drain.
Oh.
Dumping or blowing your leaves in the street will plug our storm drains and can cause flooding when it rains.
How'd you get so smart?
It's true. Leaves and debris plug the storm drains. Pick them up and put them in the green waste bin. This is a public service announcement from Reading Public Works.
Hi, this is Michael from Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center. Now is your chance to get the performance and quality of a Recar vacuum for as little as $199. But don't be fooled. These powerful vacuums do much more than save you money. A Recar vacuum easily removes the deep down dirt that causes your carpet to wear prematurely. And with their quality construction, Recar is good for the environment. Many of your neighbors will have added 2 or 3 vacuums to the landfill while your Recar is still working hard. Hurry into Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center, located at 2736 Ficelli Lane in Reading.
Hey folks, Nate Abarea here for Muse Concrete. Since 1982, Muse Concrete Contractors has consistently delivered a product and service exceeding industry standards. In the local community and construction industry, we stand by 2 words, quality and integrity. Muse Concrete is also a proud supporter of Shasta County High School Athletics, helping to build stadiums in the local area and helping to bring high school football back to your airwaves here on KCNR 1460. Give us a call at 226-5151 or check us out online, museconcrete.com.
Are we doing this now?
Matter of fact, we are.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. It is 7:55 in the morning. It's 39 degrees out there. Bad Bob, is it going to be a great day today?
Going to be a great shopping day today. No, no weather-related issues out on the highways. In fact, a little unusual for November in that we're going to see a... I'm sorry, I have one of those mornings.
What is going on with you? You still got turkey in your throat? What?
It's probably cold air this morning, but it wasn't that cold, but maybe leftover Thanksgiving.
Leftover Thanksgiving, all right.
Yeah. We're going to see a high today in around 68 and a 71 on your Saturday, so excellent shopping.
Beautiful day, yeah. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for veterans, discounts for seniors, locally owned, family operated. Shasta Gas Propane. All right. Another plus for AB 109, another byproduct of that wonderful act, AB 109, the one that turned loose, of course, 30,000 or more prisoners onto society here, and then filled up our county jails. And why? Because prisoners or felons that ordinarily would go off to prison now are being kept right here in our own county jails. County jails that were not meant for long-term prisoners. They were meant to be for these ones for like a year and less. You know, you get, the drunk drivers, the home breakers, all those things that they come in, spend 6 months, 7 months in jail. They are not the ones that are going to prisons. But now they're staying in, and they're staying in the county jails. And some of them, one down, I think in LA County Jail has a sentence of 40 years. In the county jail. We have one here in the county jail. I think it's up to 10 years. They're not meant to be in there for that long. But another byproduct of AB 109 is this, the rising surge in violence in the jails. A surge in the violence in the jails. And just in the first year of AB 109, 2,000 more inmates assaulted in the first year of realignment.
And there were going to be no bad, we were going to be able to handle this, right? Well, everybody knew.
Well, what's happening is those bad guys, the ones that you'd be putting in prison are now in the jails. Well, now that, they gang up in these and what did you expect? You've got guys that have got a prison culture who have been in jail before or they're gang members and they're in now the county jails. Well, they, they are a rougher group than you've got people that are in there for like a DUI. They could be in there for infractions that keep them in jail for 3, 4, 5 months. And all of a sudden they're in a gang culture of a prison. And frankly, I'm not getting
set up for that.
No, they're not. And that's why the lawyers are circling. Because they are not going to be, they are not ready for that. They are, they're meant to be there for a year or less, maybe what, two? Not like for being there for 10 years. Not for like, and they're not set up to, I'm sure they're not set up to handle a lot of violence in these. Remember the big fight we had down here in the Shasta County Jail? Well, it looked like it was a racially charged, fight. Caused, between black and white inmates inside the jail. I don't remember if they'd had one of those before. It doesn't seem like they, and since I've been here, that they've had that type of violence in the jail. Is it because there's different types of people still in there? Or they should be in the prisons and they're not? Or was it, if it was a personal thing, but all of a sudden more people jumped in on it? I don't know. But the point is that violence in jails since AB 109 has passed has surged. 2,000 more assaults in the first year. 2,000. Now, I guess if you think that that's less than 1% of the people in there, but still, it was a big thing. The other line on the AB 109 is coming in February. We're going to be looking at getting 10,000 more. Now, that's not 10,000 more, as we asked, as we talked to Jim Nielsen on Wednesday. It's not just the 10,000 that they're going to have to turn loose. It's the 10,000 they can't bring in there. So we're talking 20,000. You've got to cut it by 10,000. You release 10,000, and then you keep another 10,000 out to get to that level. That's 20,000. So when you're saying 30,000 released, it was really 60,000 because 30,000 couldn't go in. You have to keep 30,000. So now we're talking about a total of, close to 100,000 people that should be in those state prisons are now either walking the streets or they're in our county jails. And I just can't believe it doesn't have something to do with violence, have something to do with crime in the streets, have something to do with houses being broken into, cars being broken into, five people being shot in the space of 5 days. I just can't help but believe that, and those people shot were at the end of October, beginning of November. I can't help believe that all of that has something to do with AB 109 and the way it's stretching our sheriff and our police department for them to try and keep order in the streets. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebaugh, KCNR 1460. I have more on that, but I have more on the latest Obamacare delay. Oh, another? We'll be right back.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. More than a dozen major retailers pushing holiday shopping this year into Thanksgiving Day, potentially changing the landscape of what we've come to know as Black Friday, and some companies taking a little bit of heat for that because of forcing their employees to work on the holiday, but not everybody feels that's a bad thing. Bill Simon runs Walmart's U.S. operations and says they couldn't be prouder of their workforce, some of whom work willingly on Thanksgiving.
It's phenomenal what they do. We're proud of the pay that we have also. We pay in the top half of the retail industry, and we understand that there'll be people out asking for more. We understand that frustration after, 5 years of a difficult economy.
Walmart's Bill Simon appearing on NBC's Today Show this morning. Anthony Chige is a tourist from Kenya. He even turned out to make sure and get some Black Friday deals.
I think they are fair deals, and it's good to be here this time when you're all getting Christmas offers. Happy to take advantage of that.
There's been some pushback by workers' rights groups and some shoppers to the new shopping hours, and also a little tension among some of the buyers. Police say they pepper sprayed and arrested a man at a northern New Jersey Walmart. Garfield Police Sergeant Michael Marsh says the shopper first got into a fight with another customer, then a store employee, then the police officer.
He struck him in the chest and went to grab him to what appeared to be like to tackle him.
And authorities say 23-year-old Richard Ramos became belligerent, and Sergeant Michael Marsh being interviewed by WABC-TV. In Ohio, two people dead after being struck by a car driving 150 miles an hour.
The driver of the passenger car was able to exit the vehicle on his own accord with the relatively minor injuries.
Not so, though, for the two people who were struck in the minivan, according to Highway Patrol Lieutenant Brett Goxeter. On Wall Street, an abbreviated session. The Dow's doing well. It's up by 60 points. This is SRN News.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-800-581-7226. 1-800-581-7226. That's 1-800-581-7226. 1-800-581-7226.
Prosecutors in a courtroom in London have been spelling out the gruesome details of a killing last May of a British soldier close to his London barracks.
Prosecution counsel Richard Whittam QC said the two defendants had driven a car straight at the soldier at 30 to 40 miles an hour. The jury were shown video footage of the collision, which ends with Lee Rigby being lifted onto the bonnet. The prosecution say the defendants then attacked his unconscious body with a meat cleaver and knives. The defendants wanted people to see the result of their barbarous acts, he said. They'd committed a cowardly and callous murder by deliberately attacking an unarmed man in civilian clothes.
This is the BBC's Jane Peel reporting from London. A Dutch privacy watchdog group says Google has been breaching the country's law on personal data protection since it introduced a new privacy policy last year. A Google spokesman says the company's privacy policies respect European laws. This is SRN News. The deadline is looming for Congress to renew a decades-old prohibition on guns. It cannot be detected by X-ray machines. SRN's Linda Kenyon has more.
If Congress fails to act by December 9th, guns that cannot be detected by X-ray machines will no longer be banned. That's because the 1998 Undetectable Firearms Act will expire on that day. The expiration comes at a time when new technology makes it easier than ever before to manufacture plastic guns using 3D printers. The Undetectable Firearms Act has traditionally enjoyed broad support in both parties, but gun control legislation has become increasingly controversial in Congress in recent years. Linda Kenyon, SRN News, Washington.
A dog and his owner have been reunited after the animal was found under a pile of rubble more than a week after that tornado ripped through the central Illinois city of Washington. More details at SRNnews.com. And from Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, it is Friday, November the 29th. It's Black Friday. So that's where Linda is. She's with her mother. Oh my gosh. And
retailers beware.
And Tom, my father-in-law, Linda's father, is with me. We're just kind of like trying to stay out of the way and see how much money we can shovel into the account.
You're in a safe zone.
We're in a safe zone here. So, good morning.
You are inside the wire.
I am inside the wire. We're going to be outside the wire at 9. We'll talk a little bit about that. Good morning. And, welcome back to the show. Our second hour here. Beautiful day, Friday. And let's start it off by going to our friends over at our Wells Fargo Advisors, Chris Lasondat. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're an hour and a half into today's short trading session, and the markets are in positive territory. Where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 53 points at 16,151. The S&P 500 adding 4 points at 1812, while the NASDAQ Composite's up 18 points at 4,063. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 139 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Apple's up $5.87 at $551.83, Microsoft adding 63 cents at $38.25, Qualcomm up 8 cents at $73.64, while Intel's up 4 cents at $23.94. Of local interest, Costco up 3 cents at $125.41, Home Depot up 22 cents at $80.88, North Valley Bank down 2 cents at $18.95, and AT&T up a penny at $35.42. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.76%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.28%. Oil is up $1.38 a barrel at $93.68, and precious metals are higher, with gold up $10.66 an ounce at $12.54.20. Silver is up 35 cents at $20.04. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday. If you look, it's Friday. And everybody, a lot of places are shut down today. You know, all the, the federal and the city, or city and county, federal is open, I think. We'll talk about that a little bit. But here's our Wells Fargo Advisors on the job. That's right, on the job. And they're available to tell you what's going on Wall Street. There may be other places that aren't open, but they are there. Give them a call at 243-7561, 243-7561. Stop by and visit them down on Park Marina Drive, right here in Reading. What's the weather look like, Bad Bomb?
Unlike much of the rest of the country, we've got great weather here for our Black Friday shopping experience. Sunny today, a high near 68. Partly cloudy tonight. The low will be around 45 degrees. And mostly sunny for your Saturday and a high near 71. Right now outside, we've got still 39 degrees. And this report, of course, brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. seniors and veterans discounts. Been in business since 1997. They deliver some great product. And of course, you can get on their customer list too by just calling 365-3793 Shasta Gas Propane.
Hey, Bad Bob, what would you say? What is, how many hours a day do you spend in bed?
Average, probably not quite enough for, between 6 and 7 hours. Sometimes I try to cut into that a little bit, but I gotta tell you, there's times when I really wish, I've got a great bed set, but I wish I could sometimes, like when my shoulders are bugging me, that I could soften it up a little bit, or other times, make it a little firmer, and I really wish I could do that. And,
well, you can do that. Well, yeah, but you know, so you can do that with your Sleep Number bed. And, you know, and what about a great gift for Christmas? You know, like my Sleep Number bed. My Sleep Number is 35. Linda's Sleep Number is 45. But what that means is that I can have a different, amount of firmness in my side of the mattress than she does. And you're right, you do need to adjust. Sometimes that 35 goes up to 45 or 50 or 60, and hers drops down. But the idea is that you can adjust the firmness of your mattress the way you want it. The gift of better sleep for Christmas and for the next 20 years. How about that? Each side of the bed, of course, is adjustable, and no one else has a technology of a Sleep Number bed. It's the only bed that's clinically proven to relieve back pain and improve sleep quality. And right now, during Ultimate Sleep Number Week, Queen mattresses are starting at just $5.99. Plus, for 1 week only, you can save 50% on the Sleep Number Innovation Series Limited Edition beds, only through Monday, December 2nd. Find your Sleep Number setting by going to our Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center. There's four of the businesses that are together, and our Sleep Number store is there. And go and talk to the professionals that can tell you what your sleep number is, that can help you with the pains, can help you with, you know, back problems by just being able to lay in a bed that adjusts to your body. Over 8 million sold. Made in the United States and guaranteed. You can't ask for more than that. Sleep Number stores. Okay, Bad Bob, when we take a quick break, when we come back, I want to talk about some of the things that's happening in the world, but also things that are happening in our nation and right here in our city, starting with jails and then working our way, the proposed Reading City new police department. And then I want to work my way through the state and then out to China. We'll be right back after these messages.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it 6 times, but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Redding know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck? He asked. I told him I've seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
It's Black Friday at Crown Motors. Think about it. Black Friday is known as the biggest shopping day of the year, and everyone is pushing low, low prices, including Crown Motors. Only we've extended Black Friday through Monday. Don't miss out on 4 days of low prices and very low interest rates on our complete inventory of new and used cars and trucks. Start your holidays by saving money at Crown Motors during Black Friday through Monday at Crown Motors and online at crownmotorsredding.com.
The home of good health in Redding for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Redding community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for 3 generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Redding.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
For the best roundup of the local high school and college sports scenes, plus in-depth discussion, tune into the NorCal Sports Show with Nate Abarea at 6 p.m. Tuesdays on KCNR 1460. Nate takes you right to the heart of NorCal action with interviews, analysis, and roundtable talks. Call in or tune in. You'll want to join Nate on Tuesday nights if sports are in your blood and the local scene is on your radar. The NorCal Sports Show, Tuesdays, 6 p.m., Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Welcome back to Free Fire. Welcome back to Friday and Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460. It's 8:15 in the morning, 39 degrees out there. This portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. Besides having an in-store deli, they are the North State's nutrition experts with the largest selection of natural foods and supplements in the North State. Not only that, amazing foods for life, gluten-free. We tried it. As you know, we tried it again. We've had it several times, but we did it on Thanksgiving just because that's why it was formed. The company Amazing Foods for Life is to have to afford gluten-free, great tasting foods to people, and it is outstanding. Give them a call at 244-9141 for Orchard Nutrition, or stop by there in their Cypress Square shopping center behind it on Locust Street. They are one of a kind stores in Reading that can help you with natural foods, organic foods, raw foods, bulk buying of natural foods, Orchard Nutrition. All right, let's go to the phones. Charles, you're up.
Yeah, talking about the city, something is on the agenda for Tuesday night, and that is that Rick Bassetti, the mayor, all of a sudden has decided that he wants to take item 11 off the agenda until after the November 2014 election, because he's claiming that it's being used for political purposes.
Okay.
Now, this is in the wake of Patrick Jones putting an item on put an item on the agenda that pertained to the NorCal Veterans Museum organization.
Right.
And also in the wake of some popular disapproval of a couple of votes that Bassetti took, one on the state of Jefferson and then more recently on the permitation assistance proposal, which Bassetti voted against. And so, I mean, it seems like there's a lot of pettiness that's gone into that proposal, this latest proposal to take item 11 off the agenda.
What is item 11, Charles?
Suggestions for future agenda items.
Oh, okay.
Now, back when this was item 11 was put there as a permanent agenda item by Missy MacArthur was the first person to propose the idea. I don't remember exactly when it was. I'll have to go check. But
it was a couple years ago then.
Oh, yeah.
And this is so they could bring up things to talk about, then, right?
Suggestions from council members for topics for future.
Well, do you think then, because Rick's not running next year, that this is why he wants to do it, and it's a slap at Patrick Jones since they obviously are having a feud right now?
Is water wet?
Okay. You know, this is something we need to talk about because, you know, taking it off, I mean, it's you know, but here's the thing is that Francie is running for office this year. Jones is running for office this year, and Missy's not, and Cad's not, and Rick isn't. In fact, Rick's not ever running again. So the thing is that it's obviously, it looks obviously like a political thing, but for Rick to say, hey, we don't want to have politics at City Hall is kind of like, okay. Maybe there's more to it. We'll find out. Hey, Charles, thanks a lot.
Also, this Saturday,
Yeah.
70, I think, is an anniversary of what happened, 72 years ago now?
Oh, 72 years ago.
December 7th, 1941.
It's a week from Saturday.
Right, it's coming, a week from tomorrow.
December 7th.
I'm still coming out of my calorie coma.
Okay,
so
you got step away from the turkey, Charles. Step away from the turkey.
I'm staying clear away from the whole Black Friday thing. That's kind of a soft core savagery, what Black Friday is.
Okay, Charles,
so I'm staying well away from that battle.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea. Okay, Charles, thanks a lot. We got somebody else. All right. Hey, Cheryl, good morning. Thanks for waiting.
Well, good morning. I was just calling to chat about whatever you're chatting about.
Oh, well, you know what? Hang on just for a second. Let me take a quick break because I want to come back and talk about the latest on Obamacare and the delay. Are you ready to talk about that?
Sure.
And the impact it's had and it will have and what's happening and why they've done this to small businesses. So if you hang on just for a couple of minutes, we'll be right back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR, 1460.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever popular granite line roasters. Really anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
Mary's Big Family Meal is back.
Bigger and better than ever.
Get a large Mary's salad, plus your choice of a large pizza with two traditional toppings. Or spaghetti and three giant Mary's meatballs with either marinara, pesto, or meat sauce.
Big enough to feed even the hungriest family. But for a small price, only $25.
Feels like we need someone smaller to say the price. Introducing Charlie.
Get Mary's Big Family Meal for a small price. Only $25. Thanks, Charlie. Can I take my Mary's Big Family Meal to go? On a unicorn?
Hold on tight.
Giddy up. She's a good unicorn rider. Woohoo!
Original recipes. Original Shack. Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the bot Linda and her mom are preparing girding themselves for Black Friday. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air and our friends from there. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They're there. They're ready. They're there to help you keep your house warm. And at 39 degrees and where it is right now, you need all the help you can if your heating department is not working. So call Martin Graff and his people at Alliance Heating and Air and just say, hey, I need some help here. And they will be there. They treat people like family. They are totally professional and they do just outstanding work. Any type of system, either fix it or they'll put a new one in. That's Alliance Heating and Air, serving you at just the right temperature. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website, homecomfort.org. I can't say enough about Alliance Heating and Air. They are outstanding. Let's go to the phones. Okay, Cheryl.
Yes, okay. Good morning.
Oh, good morning. Happy day after Thanksgiving.
It is, and it's so beautiful and sunny out there. Still a little bit nippy up here off Bear Mountain Road, about 50, but it's beautiful. It's going to be a really nice day.
I think it is. You know, are you going to get into this Black Friday?
No, I'm not. I just, I'm 71. I'm kind of through being slammed and pushed around the shop. I'm just not willing to do it anymore.
I saw, you know, a couple of years ago, I think they're adding extra security, not around here in Reading, but at some of these big stores in these big cities. I mean, people getting damaged out there, getting knocked down, stomped on, hit, punched.
Right, and some of them are young and healthy, and they're still getting beat up pretty good, so it's not for me anymore. I'll pick a quiet day.
Hey, well, I'm getting ready to jump on here as Obamacare, and they've delayed for the small businesses the having to sign up for Obamacare. Have you been following that?
Yes, somewhat, and that just happens to end, days before or days after the next election?
Yeah, they moved it back so it would be that they after it'd be a week after the election of next year. And the thing about that, though, is this, is that they're talking about millions of people now losing their health coverage because of this. Because the small businesses, they changed their laws, the insurance companies have changed their laws, and so they said, well, okay, we're going to put this back for the small businesses, but since since you can't go to the website, you can just go directly to the insurers. Well, the insurance companies are going, wait a minute, we changed because we were told to by order because of this law to change what we're doing. So here's the small businesses, they're going to lose their insurance. There's no place to sign up for it in the website, and now they have to go directly to the insurers. So it looks like they have to try to, and I'm going to try to say this as plainly as I can here. Mm-hmm. So they have to go directly to the insurers to get their plans back. They lost, but won't get back, but because of Obamacare.
See, I don't see how they can even do that. I mean, you can't just undo it with a snap of your fingers. This is a really complicated situation. And I think what amazes me the most is how can he either not know how much he's hurting people, or how can he do this knowing that it hurts people this extensively and not care? Something is wrong with this man.
Well, you know what? Here's the most dangerous thing. I'd almost hope that he knew what was going to happen and this was going to cause all this damage, because you can't, you know, in his mind, change and chaos and, you know, something like this, wreckage will bring change. But I just wonder, is it that, or is it because he really truly didn't have an idea how bad it was going to be?
I think he's just pure socialist, or let's be honest, he's communist, and he knew exactly what he was doing. He wanted to radically change this country as fast as he could. I think he knows full well what he's doing, and he is just so devoted to that ideology. He's going to do whatever it takes.
Well, you know, that's a way of looking at it, that the fact is that he came in with an agenda. I mean, he was pretty clear about what he wanted to do. There wasn't too many secrets there if you just listened to him.
Exactly.
But he was able to, with the assistance of the Democratic Party, who were in there, and was to pass the Health Care Act in both the Congress, House of Representatives, and the Senate, and then he was reelected. So Cheryl, there's something here that, and then now it seems like the media has just awakened. Finally,
you know what? I don't buy that either.
Yeah, neither.
I think it's just a routine. I don't think they really have awakened. I think they're part of the whole routine, and because the elections are coming up, they are going to feign being upset, just as some of these Democrat candidates are going to feign being upset because they want to get reelected. But you can bet your sweet bottom that they are going to go right into the pro-Obamacare mold as soon as they get elected again.
Well, you know, I think that Obama may be taking the blame now just so he can take all the pressure off, so when Hillary rolls, and if that's what it is. And, you know, people, they're saying, oh, wait a minute, let's start this, you know, that people, you know, like LeBeau or Alondro out of Louisiana and others, that let's make a law that people can keep their insurance plans. She is in deep trouble because of this. She voted for it. She's voted for these other things that support Obama. The people of Louisiana are upset.
I hope so. Boy, do I hope so, because she's already been there too long.
So the other thing, too, was... I don't know if this is a good part or bad part, but on the website, it looks like the Spanish language part of it, the translation part of it into the Spanish, has also been put on hold. So if you don't understand English well enough to go through the website, and I think that's 90% of the people anyway, so I don't know if that being put in a Spanish translation site, you know, in there is going to help. But that's also been put off for another period of time.
Oh, I hadn't heard that, huh?
Yeah. Well, you know, hey, you know, the other thing, too, is that it's supposed to be up and working, I think, tomorrow? on the 1st? Isn't it supposed to be at the end of November? It's supposed to be up and working, and they should be, they have fixed all the things that are broken on it.
But they're still encouraging people to do it by phone or some other way instead.
I have a problem talking to somebody and giving them all the information I can possibly go. I can give them about my finances and my lifestyle and my social security number and all this. And I don't know who this person is, and they've already told me that they could be felons on the other end of the line there. And there's no, and that there's no.
What is the situation with the unions yet? Do you know, have they already made a deal with the unions, or just some of them? Or?
Just some of them. I think that some of the unions were so upset that they were willing to start. Some of them, in fact, the unions started splitting off from each other because of their support for Obamacare. Because it's not only is it going to cause a change in their insurance plans, it's going to punish the ones with really good insurance plans, and it's going to cause a loss of work because we were talking about it yesterday, that we know of two businesses, local businesses in town that are thriving businesses that have said they're not going to open up new stores. They are not going to open up the next store as how they had planned because they don't know what Obamacare is going to cost them. They don't know what the tax situation is going to be. They have no idea. And so why would they open up another store, put another 30 or 40 people to work, put that huge investment into something and not know if they're going to be able to make it, because you can only pass on so much of these costs to the customer, and the customer just won't do it.
Exactly. And the uncertainty in general, just with the Federal Reserve and Obamacare, there's just so much uncertainty for the business person. It's very difficult today.
I think that's bottom line is there's a definite uncertainty about what's going to happen next year, because they don't know what's going to happen with Obamacare. They say it's going to be fixed. You're hearing so many people are telling stories how they're losing their health care, that in changes. And, probably one of the largest things, we have to take a break, is the fact is that a lot of the insurance companies that are there, they have plans, but they won't be able to keep all the doctors in these plans. So you lose your doctor, too.
The doctors are being forced to make decisions they never wanted to make.
Well, I think that we're going to find, I've got relatives that are doctors in medical field, and, the first words out of their mouths is zombie apocalypse. That it's coming, that doctors are being forced out of private practices, either forced to go into HMOs, because, even 20 years ago, you could get through medical school for under $100,000, for the extra work, and now it's like $500,000-$700,000 to get through medical school, which kind of forces you to work at a certain level. And if that level is working for HMOs or not having a private practice and just going into the ones where you can make the most money, then they've succeeded and starting to take control.
So much distance between the doctor and the patient now that didn't used to be there because of their rules and regulations. It's not the same going to a physician today. I know, I feel the change in the past 10 years. It's changed a lot.
Well, I think so. I think so. Okay. Hey, Cheryl, we got to take a break. Thanks so much for calling.
You're welcome.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. Carl and Linda Butt, KCNR 1460.
Football is better on the river. Escape your Mondays and start your week out
right with Monday Night Football tailgate fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. Inside Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge. Every Monday, come on down for some action-packed gaming excitement and catch your favorite team on six gigantic screens. Win a pair of Raider tickets, football prizes, or a spin for $100 or nothing, plus $599 kickoff for cash. Nowhere else in town offers this. While you are here, try your luck at the Swipe to Win for your chance to win a table of 10 to our signature big game event, the Ultimate Tailgate Party. Now even better. More games, more ways to win, more prizes, more football fun. Up for some meal deals and drink specials? Grub on our tailgate buffet. All you can eat, only $5, plus half off overtime appetizers until the end of halftime. Excludes alcohol. Extended happy hour until the end of the game. Only at Wind River Resort and Casino can you fit all of this hard-hitting action into one package. Football is better on the river. Wind River Resort and Casino. Also offering Sunday games. For more information, log on to windriver.com.
Looking for a home? If you are, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and HomePath mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. We're proud to announce we've extended our offer to waive the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications through December 31st. Learn more by visiting your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 1-800-390-8054, or visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process, so make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free bakery mixes. If you're new to gluten-free or it's been your lifestyle for years, we're here to help. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, and muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes. Let us help bring joy to your kitchen this season. Find us locally at Orchard Nutrition, Tops Market, or Kent's Meat, or online at AmazingFoodsForLife.com.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities, stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Day after Thanksgiving. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. What can I say? Great haircuts, great prices. Take a step back in time. Discounts for veterans, discounts for seniors. Man's last stronghold. Great people there. Go on down there, get your haircut, sit there, read the magazines, catch up, listen to what's going on. You'll have a great time, I promise you. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. A couple of things going on this weekend. They're doing a package for the military down at the, Seniors Hall down on there next to the Elks. Right off of, we'll get more information on that, but it starts it's Sunday and it goes from, I think, 2 to 6.
Yeah, I could have rolled that name right off my tongue.
The senior center, right there, senior center's hall, right there next
to
the Elks.
Great hall, by the way.
Yeah, right next to the Elks, right down there. They're having that Sunday. You might check out the website for that. The Enterprise High School Sober Grad Craft Show is going to be on Sunday, December 8th. That's a week away. But it's going to, all proceeds are going to benefit the, Enterprise High School Sober Grad Night. You know, when people that we know do great things, you want to talk about them. And one of them, of course, is Gorilla Bites. Gorilla Bites yesterday hosted a Thanksgiving dinner. And people, they had enough food, Brian and Colleen Garcia, the owners of Gorilla Bites, they had enough food for 700 people Thursday. Had volunteers there, including members of Bethel Church, with their time on Thursday. Bethel is plays a big part in our community, doing a lot of things like that. They started Garcia started the annual feed because her father always prayed for people going through hard times at Thanksgiving. You forget where you are on certain Thanksgivings, but you never forget when you feed the poor. Gorilla Bites, and we're so happy to say that, you know, that we've been associated with Gorilla Bites for a couple of years, and we're just really, really proud of that. And proud of the Garcias.
Awesome.
They really are. I mean, they just are good people. And, located right down here in the promenade. Right here down front. And, but the food is just outstanding and it's, you know, a lot of organic stuff and natural and it's just really good.
And I think personally that people and faith groups and individuals who want to help, this does so much, you know, helping outfits like that is so much better than handing somebody on a street corner a fiver, you know, contribute to operations like that or take part.
Well, you know what? Here's the other thing, too. You got like 5,842 boxes stuffed with gifts for the world's children. And they're picking up things to send to kids from all over the world that also are hurting during this Christmas time. The stuffing the packages for the troops for Christmas, like I said, it's going Sunday. And that's another thing that's going on with the, you know, get past the politics of what everything that's going on and just think of that, of what can we do to help people? What can we do to help people have a better Christmas? Adopt, you know, Bruce Ross, and Bruce and I don't always agree on everything. He had a great editorial today in the Record Searchlight, and he talked about, adopt a family. We do that. Linda started that, and we do that in lieu of giving presents to the nieces and nephews and all this, is that we adopt a family in their name, and we donate to that family in their name. And that way, I kind of think is that everybody, and the kids never, and I say kids are all in their 20s, they don't mind. Maybe the first year they might have been expecting a check when we told them that. But, they think it's a great deal now. They think it's a great deal is that they can also help, with helping a family that, is on tough times a lot of time. So we're, the city of Reading and the North State are such, they help so much. And then you've got the Good News Rescue Mission, which fed, you know, gosh, who knows how many hundreds and hundreds of people. The One Safe Place. That's having a number of things happening during this season to help those people in need. People of progress. I mean, there's just so many entities here in the North State, much more so when you think about it per capita than you would find in places much larger than us, much larger than Reading and Shasta County and Anderson and Cottonwood and Red Bluff. And, I mean, all of us put together, I think you put all the populations together, Bad Bob, what would you say? Under 150,000, maybe 100. Yeah, I would say that. You know, if you're talking about, if it's like you've got 89,000 in Reading, then if you add them all up, it's got to be less than 150,000
within the county of Shasta.
Well, that's 199,000.
Yeah.
So, but the bottom line on this is that there's, you know, these are small places that per capita and per income, because our income here is a lot lower than it is down in San Francisco or Sacramento. They put together a lot of great things for people here.
Yes, they do. I was reading off that list of things that are happening this weekend. Just amazed.
Salvation Army. Mm-hmm. I mean, going out, you know, here's a chance for Salvation Army. Go out and ring the bell and bring in money. We're going to do that. And also here, right here at KCNR, right here at 1326 Market Street, we've got Toys for Tots, the Marine Corps puts on. Come on down and bring a gift, unwrapped gift, under $10. And just drop it in the box here. And we'll have that. And so because we'll begin to be able to get Christmas. Anyway, a lot of good things going on, but I just want to do a real shout out to the Garcias there, with Brian and Colleen. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Then I can get back on my horse again. We'll be right back.
Off to the football game for some tailgating. Better pack your cooler with Jersey Mike's subs because nothing tackles your appetite like Jersey Mike's. Quality meats and cheese sliced right in front of you and piled high on fresh bread that's baked daily right in our own stores. Authentic Jersey subs made the way they're supposed to be with the highest quality ingredients. And if you're watching the game at home with friends, our catering trays are the perfect halftime treat. Order in advance and we'll have them ready to go when you are, along with the chips and soda. Jersey Mike's catering trays are packed full with your favorite subs, cut into convenient serving portions and ready to enjoy. No fuss, just fun. Choose from our wide variety of favorites or have yours custom made exactly the way you want it. Our turkey breast is 99% fat free and our certified Angus roast beef is cooked to perfection right in our stores. One taste and you'll be hooked. For the Jersey Mike's menu and location nearest you, visit jerseymikes.com.
Everywhere around the world.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Shelley is grateful for birthdays and girlfriends. Her friend Laura encouraged her to get a mammogram on her birthday at MD Imaging's Women's Imaging Center. The Women's Imaging Center's devotion to women's health and quality images makes MD Imaging the right choice. Now, Shelley visits MD Imaging every year on her birthday. From our new 3D mammography screening to ultrasound, breast MRIs to biopsies, MD Imaging is defining what's next.
Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Tried to get it to the chorus.
Yeah, I know. But you know what? It's tough to do that real quick. Carl Lindabot. Linda, of course, is getting ready for the shopping today. You know, it's I like for her to get going and start early. Start early. Stay in there. Show that endurance. I know she has. Good morning. Welcome back. Hey, it's 8:45 on Friday, the 29th of November. And today, following our show at 9 o'clock, we've got a gentleman that's going to be talking about the end of the world. He prophesies, and that he has written a number of books on this. And what is coming? What's the future outside the wire? You know, when we hear all types of interesting things in outside the wire.
This sounds interesting.
Yeah, this one's going to be pretty good. Well, they're all pretty good. In fact, they're all just outstanding. But this one is different. This one we've never had anybody even close to something like this out there.
You know, it's like the Discovery Channel, A&E, and those other supposedly factual science channels are always running up the thing, the, oh my God, we're all gonna die scenarios. Well, yes, we are. But I don't think anybody can really come up with a good prediction. But all these scenarios that just terrify the living bejeebers out of people, about the various, and whenever I hear one of these apocalyptic predictions, I always have to think back, anybody but me remember, say, Y2K and all the horrible things that were going to happen. I knew people who were, sandbagging up. I mean, they had their closets full of, emergency supplies. There was a big run on it in the months after, January of 2000. You could buy generators cheap because all these people had stocked up on generators and food and all that because they thought every computer in the country was going to go into meltdown and the dams would burst and the power plants would blow up. Nothing happened.
I'm not even going to tell you what one of my friends, a fellow Marine senior officer did to get ready for 2000, but I can just tell you
it was crazy.
That 2 years later we were all, he was still offering up ramen noodles for everybody in the world. He would have stuffed every package in the world with ramen noodles. I don't want to tell you the stories about rabbits. Hey, this thing on Sunday, December 1st, 2 to 6 p.m., as they're going to prepare care packages to send to the troops in time for Christmas. Tickets are $15, and we'll pay for postage to get them there. What they do is that pays for the stuffing those boxes that through the United States Postal Service. A hamburger hot dog lunch will be provided. And you can bring them to the event. If you have anything that you want to bring to the event, you know, jerky, stuff, you know, cleaning your hands, all those kind of things that, you know, you'd like to see a troop get. And that's going to be, this Sunday, from 2 to 6 down at the seniors home down there, across from Caldwell Park. So that's when it's going to be. The new police station. They're talking about they need greater storage space already while they're still trying, you know, they got the designs coming in here. They're going to put out the bids, but the chief says, Chief Poletti says, hey, we need more storage space here. And you think, well, did we think about that? Well, it's because, well, of course, then, you know, it was also, put together, you know, the original plans, and then, Rob Poletti went in and simplified the plans. He says, look, I need a place for my officers to be able to put all their stuff, charge all their equipment that they have there, you know, all the electronic stuff, and take care. And one of the things he mentioned was the evidence. But he said that right now, because of a new extra storage is needed because of the new law that says you have to store DNA evidence from rapes and homicides for 75 years. And the size of one of these DNA kits for this, I was completely surprised by this, is the size of a duffel bag. A duffel bag. I thought it would be like a shoebox. But this kit is about the size, the DNA kit. They'll be stored in a climate-controlled area at City Hall, but that space is going to fill quickly. Each kit takes up space the size of a duffel bag, and they get 50 to 60 rape cases reported yearly and 2 to 3 homicides. So when you think about that, that takes a lot of space up, right? And for 75 years. Hmm. Have you heard about closing the American embassy to the Vatican?
Really?
Well, this hit a couple of days ago. Obama's closing the American embassy to the Vatican. This is what the headlines say. It just went rampant across the, across the internet, of course. And it just went wild. And you're thinking, wow, you know, that's kind of a big decision to close that, you know, close the embassy to the Vatican. Well, you know, it's one of those stories that's true, but false. Is they are closing the American embassy to the Vatican. Yes. However, they're closing a standalone building that was the embassy to the Vatican. American embassy to the Vatican. And they're moving the embassy staff, including the ambassador. Nobody's getting fired. Same amount of people. They're moving them to the U.S. embassy there in Rome. So while you're closing a standalone, they're doing this, they said, to save money. However, is that sending somewhat of a subtle message to the Catholics here? Into the country who are fighting Obamacare tooth and nail because of being forced and have it foisted on them that they've got to support the birth control and abortion parts of Obamacare, which is completely against their religion and their beliefs and their faith. And they're leading the fight against Obamacare in this part. They're, you know, it's in the Supreme Court next Tuesday. They're talking, you know, they're discussing this. They're talking about, hey, can you be forced to provide abortions if it goes against your morals and the way you believe and the way you've been brought up and your religion? Can they force you to do that, to pay for these?
I think the people of faith are feeling besieged, and it's become more than just a perception. It has become, I think, a reality. And it's interesting that Christianity is being singled out for some of this. You don't hear some of these calls for other religions to be just really hammered on. Even in like the military and stuff, I understand diversity, but to absolutely, you know, put the crosshairs on one particular religion and say, well, you other guys, you're okay, but we're going to nail you. And that's the message I'm getting from the government right now.
Well, you know, there's a lot to be said for that. That they're, hey, look, we're going to bundle up all these things. And we don't care about your individual rights anymore. We don't care about your individual rights. This isn't cable TV where they bundle up headline news and MSNBC, which I would never watch. Well, that's not true. I would watch it sometimes. But they're forcing me to watch that so I can watch other things in the news or the sporting channel. They've got, no offense, but they've got soccer and stuff that I'm not really interested in. But I've got to watch that because I want to watch the outdoor shows. So when they do this, when they bundle it like this, you know, this is not cable TV. This is life. This is life and death to a lot of people. Birth control, abortion is life and death to a lot of people in this country. Millions of people in this country. And to be forced to support this is goes against their right of freedom of religion. We'll be right back.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores, or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com and with free shipping order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palo Cedro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's a North State holiday tradition, the annual Reading Republican Women Federated Elegance of Christmas Tea, with the theme A Star-Spangled Event. Sunday, December 8th at Wind River Resort and Casino, beginning at noon. Sponsor a table or purchase individual tickets by calling 243-3724. That's 243-3724. Wear your holiday finery and enjoy a fashion show, music by the Lou White Band, and giveaways galore. Again, that's noon Sunday, December 8th at Wind River Resort and Casino for Elegance of Christmas Tea.
Championship football is on KCNR 1460 this Saturday night. It's the West Valley Eagles hosting the Central Valley Falcons in the Northern Section Division II Championship game. Join yours truly, Nate Abrea, and my broadcast colleague, Denny Brugman, at 6:30 for pregame with kickoff at 7 live from the pasture in Cottonwood. Valley Bowl Part 2, West Valley and Central Valley, Saturday night right here on the North State's radio home for high school football, KCNR. 1460.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Abbott, it's 8:55 in the morning. Hey, following our show here, of course, is Outside the Wire with Dr. William Frederick, or Mr. William Frederick, who is, has got a blogs, and he talks about the end of the world and the revelations of doom. And one of them is a volcano eruption in Yellowstone. Do we believe it? Should you believe it? I think that we, as we do with every one of our guests, we go outside the wire and we listen to them. And we listen to what they say and what they believe and what they, in this case, are prophecies of the end of the world. This is the first time we've had him on, and or even a show like this. So we're looking forward to this. And Bad Bob is sitting there. He brought his helmet and his flak jacket in today, just in case something did happen. Hey, Bad Bob, one more time on the weather. It's 39 degrees. It's going to be a great, great day today.
Well, of course, this report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. 365, and I don't have it. 365-3793. It's going to be high near 68, partly cloudy at a low around 45. Saturday, mostly sunny, high near 71.
Then one thing you can do is go to our friends at Reading Crown Motors. That's right. They've got they've got Black Friday sales today, tomorrow, Sunday, and Monday. That's right, Reading Crown Motors. And I tell you what, you can get that Lincoln, Dodge Ram, Ford, Honda, or Nissan that you've been looking for. This is the time. I mean, I've seen the prices on them. You're talking thousands of dollars off at Reading Crown Motors. This is the time to pick it up. This is the end of the year, so you get good deals that way. End of the month, so you get good deals that way. They are ready to sell down at Reading Crown Motors, and your neighbor's making great deals for you. I tell you what. Go head on down to 555 Cypress Avenue. Give them a call, 223-2177. This is Black Friday at Reading Crown Motors. You can't get a better deal than now this weekend. Head on down. Okay. The Washington Redskins owner is under fire, has been under fire for what now? Weeks now, maybe even a couple months, and it goes on every so often. Change the name of your team. The name Redskins is an insult to the Native Americans. Well, there's been some from Native Americans that said they're upset. Mainly it's liberals who think that this name is derogatory, and so we should stand up and we should get it changed because Native Americans just can't do it. Oh, and that's kind of an insult to the Native Americans. I imagine if they wanted to make a change, they could make a big effort to do that. The Navajo Code Talkers. Navajo Code Talkers from World War II. They're world famous. They're part of history where they they had their own Navajo language, and then they made that into a code for the code talkers that would pass information along the battlefield, on the battlefield. And this code was never broken. Even if you spoke Navajo, which, of course, finding people that spoke Navajo was very difficult. Even if they somehow captured a Navajo, and then told him to, hey, what's this mean? He couldn't tell him because it was code. Famous, world famous, they were kept a secret for years, decades before it even, the stories even came out. I had the opportunity and the honor to meet many of the code talkers. As they said, their spokesman said, the Redskins name is not derogatory. It's a symbol of loyalty and courage, which I found interesting. This was a man who had put his life on the line countless times.
Yes, but Carl, there's big money in being offended these days, don't you know?
Oh, it is.
It's an industry.
It is an industry.
The being offended industry.
Well, obviously the code talkers weren't too offended. In fact, they appeared at the Washington Redskins game, and they were honored. And I, frankly, like I said, having met and had the honor to meet many of the code talkers years ago, and knowing that there's very few of them left, I listen to what they say. All right. Next week. Gosh, you know what? December, Christmas is coming. This weekend, so many things are happening. Again, Sunday at the Senior Citizens Hall at 2290 Benton Drive. They are having the stuff a package for a troop. Go starts at 2 p.m. Please go there. And today, right outside the wire, we're talking about the end of the world. We'll be back next week. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. So far, so good. According to retailers, on this Black Friday, Bill Simon runs Walmart's U.S. operation.
I was in stores in a couple of different states yesterday and saw customers and associates all happy and shopping. It was really great to see. And as we toured the market and saw what was happening with competitors, it was a very, very busy shopping day.
He was on NBC's Today Show. The CEO of Macy's says there were 15,000 people in line for the opening of the company's flagship store in New York at 8 p.m. on Thanksgiving. That compares with the 11,000 who were waiting last year when the store opened at midnight. Shopper Zena Seymour sympathizes with retail employees who had to work on Thanksgiving Day, however.
For me, it worked out. I mean, for bad for the employees that obviously have to work.
And things got a bit out of hand.